Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And the hesitation was, I keep looking at my clock and now I'm trying to calculate 3 hours in my head.
So you could have said 6:02, right, and been right.
Yeah, 6:02. It would have been 6:02 here.
Yes, yeah.
Joining us right now, talking some baseball, Oriole Hall of Famer, and contributor to 105.7 The Fan, he is Mike Borden. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Hey, I know some after-hours places over there if you, you know, want to stay on after.
The coaches here know them, too. You know. But, Mike, that doesn't mean I'm not saying don't text me those spots, though. I want to compare.
I hear you. How are you guys today?
Good, good.
Doing well, man. Charlie Morton, he has been night and day from early March, April to May, and now I'll say the start in June. Is it possible that Charlie Morton, I'm not saying have performances every time out like yesterday, but can be at least a contributor to this Orioles rotation for the rest of the year?
Man, he better be, right? I mean, what a long string they gave him, and I think 15 million reasons why. I don't know if it would have lasted if it hadn't been for his contract status. So, yeah, I'm glad he was able to make the adjustment. Yesterday was a great game. Listen, I don't care if it's the White Sox or whatever. It looked like his command's getting better. You know, he understands his curveball a little bit more. He's got a better feel for it. So, you know, good things. And the Orioles need that because I still think they're short. But, man, the starters have done a nice job. And Morton's a big part of that. So, yeah, they need all the help they can get. And I'm encouraged by Charlie Morton, that's for sure.
What do you think about what's going on with Ryan Mountcastle? His power numbers are down, only 2 home runs. It's unusual for him. But he hits almost 500 in the last 7 days. It looks like he's heating up. He's 7 for 15, 3 doubles. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle again because those become home runs. Now he pulls a hamstring.
Man, I know. So frustrating.
I mean, right. Yeah. How do you bounce back from that mentally after just, you know, struggling all season and heating up and then this?
Yeah, this has been a pretty a challenging couple years, I think, for Mountcastle. The wall moving back, the wall coming back in. You know, I love the fact that he's still playing great defense. But the fact that he's using the whole field, I think, is going to help him kind of figure his swing out. I think he thought with that shorter porch he was going to be able to, you know, hit his 30 home runs and wouldn't have to make swing adjustments. But, listen, it's a constant battle, a game of adjustments, night in and night out, pitch after pitch. The fact that he was able to use the whole field, I think, is really encouraging. Obviously, racking up the doubles. Doubles definitely will lead to home runs. But then to have this kind of setback with the hamstring, not only is it tough for the team, because defensively I think he's above average at first base, gold glove caliber, and the fact that his bat was heating up. But for him, too, because I think he's one of these pieces that potentially could – you know, gain value if his bat stays hot and potentially be traded to help bolster this organization. So, yeah, it kind of hurts on many fronts.
Mike Bordick from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, also co-host the Be More Baseball podcast, joins us today. Mike, in 1992, you became an everyday player. And from 92 to 2000, we're talking about 9 seasons. The only time you played under 150 games was 95 and 96, and that was 94 and 95, and that was because of the baseball strike. Other than that, you would have gone over 150 then as well. What is going on now with so many baseball injuries, not only with the Orioles, but around the league? The Dodgers have like 14 guys on the IL.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Now, listen, I can understand the pitching side of it. I mean, that's all kind of played out with max effort, and these guys are going to keep doing it, and they're just going to keep getting hurt. But the position players getting hurt is a little bit of a mystery, because I think for years, Major League Baseball has been trying to figure out the proper health, nutrition, and wellness to keep players healthy for 162 games. And there's been a constant battle between training staff, medical staff, injuries, non-injuries, play through pain, don't play through pain. And I think, you know, back then, I just think there was a little bit of fear involved, because if you sat out, you might lose your job, man. You remember Wally Pipp, right? So
yeah,
I know that was a big motivator for me. The fear of, because I got hurt one time in, I think, 93, 94, and they called a young shortstop up, and I thought that was it. I said, here's another opportunity for some other guy. And fortunately, I mean, it didn't quite click for him, and I was able to get back in there after my ankle sprain and play a little bit better. So, yeah, for me, there was a fear factor. I think playing with pain was part of it back then, and I think now, I think guys are just, I think they get checked up, and I just think the medical stuff is so advanced that they're keeping guys out, and there may be a, listen, I shouldn't even say that. Guys are just getting hurt, and who knows why. Why are all these hamstrings happening? I just think baseball is a tough game to figure out as far as keeping guys healthy, and unfortunately, they haven't gotten onto it right now, because a lot of guys are going down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you look at the list. I mean, still, it's that, you know, because that was part of what I was going to ask you, but how do you stay positive? Well, you know, Mullins and Westberg and now Mountcastle and all the pitchers, forget that. Anyway, one of the things they talk about is the clubhouse vibe, according to the players, is much improved. How important is that to winning going forward?
Well, I'm a big believer in clubhouse chemistry, but I also think it can be kind of fluff and eyewash too. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's an intensity, there's a, you know, it's different in the major leagues, man. This isn't about development and having fun. This is about winning. And if you don't win, then you're going to be scrutinized and criticized, and you better start figuring out how to and playing, you know, better. So I know there's got to be some things going on in there, but, you know, I'm glad they're coming to work, and I think they're young enough to still have some blinders on, but they know they have to play better, and I don't think anybody in there has been, you know, dogged for not working. I think they all work really hard. It's just that, you know, it's just not getting done right now. So it might just be, you know, the talent needs more seasoning. They just need more time. And I think as fans, we just have to be patient with young players because a lot of them just don't look like they're ready to be here right now. So they're making a lot of mistakes and they're learning on the fly. And hopefully there's enough time to where things can balance out. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but at least we're going to get a good look at some young players.
Mike Bordick played on a roster with Robbie Alomar, Cal Ripken, B.J. Surhoff, Eric Davis, Arthur Rhodes, Doug Drayback, Norm Charlton. You know about intensity. It's not all high-fiving and fraternity stuff with those guys. That had to have been a very intense clubhouse.
Well, you know, I think with the veteran group that we had with the Orioles, and much like the group that I came up with the A's, it's kind of a given, right? This is what we do, and if you don't do it, then you shouldn't be here. And I was reminded of that early, what is expected. And I got called out for it as a young player. I booted a double play. I remember I was at Memorial Stadium, young player, utility guy late in the game, and I booted a double play ball. Jose Canseco comes into the dugout and says, "We forget how to turn double plays?" And I was like, oh, my gosh. This is incredible, and it's just the importance of everything up there, the magnitude of winning, why you are even in the big leagues, you know. So I was constantly reminded of that, and there's an intensity to it, and I hope, you know, the Orioles can find that and lock into it and expect it of themselves every night.
Hey, Mike, tell us about the podcast, Be More Baseball Podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for asking, man. We had a great show this week. Jim Palmer, of course, legendary Jim Palmer was on there. Said some awesome stuff. He talked about, you know, Mr. Angelo's offered him the managing job a few times, and he just has incredible insight. We all love Jim Palmer, and he's full of wonderful stories. You may not have heard of some of these, so make sure you check in the Be More Baseball podcast, Be More Ball Pod on YouTube. Subscribe and like. We need your help, and we put on a really good show. So thanks for talking about it, guys.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, guys.
See you, Mike.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.